I could talk to the animals.
It's time for Pet Patrol. Everything that pertains to our pets and animals. Pet Patrol is brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coast side. Visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com. And now, your host for Pet Patrol, Krista Livingston.
Today I'll be talking about cancer in cats. We tend to hear more about cancer in dogs. This is because cancer is more prevalent in dogs, but our kitties aren't immune. There are three cancers that seem most common in cats. They are skin cell carcinoma, lymphoma, and vaccine-associated sarcoma. Skin cell carcinoma can occur anywhere in the body, but is usually found in the mouth, on the nose, and tips of the ears. Since this is a cancer that can be exacerbated by ultraviolet light, light-haired outdoor cats are commonly affected. So, if you have a light-haired cat, you may want to keep them indoors. Dogs will tolerate having sunscreen put on. Cats, not so much. When this cancer occurs in the mouth, it is often not found until your cat goes in to get his teeth cleaned. Lesions on the nose or ears that don't heal after a few weeks of treatment can indicate skin cell carcinoma. Signs of this cancer in the mouth include loss of appetite, reluctance to eat on one side of the mouth, drooling, and bloody discharge. If caught early, skin cancer on the ears or nose can be cured if the affected area can be surgically removed. When this cancer occurs in the mouth, it's not usually diagnosed in time. Regular teeth cleaning and oral exams can help catch it in time. Lymphoma is another cancer commonly found in cats. Kittens and young cats develop tumors in their chest cavities. Typical signs include difficulty breathing or fluid developing in the chest cavity. Middle-aged or older cats typically get a generalized form of lymphoma that can appear anywhere in the body. Most commonly, tumors develop in the kidneys, nervous system, and eyes. Cats with generalized lymphoma can develop kidney failure, blindness, or varying degrees of paralysis. There is also a nutritive lymphoma, which develops in the gastrointestinal system. This form often shows up after chronic and unsuccessfully treated inflammatory bowel disease. Clinical signs of this form of lymphoma are vomiting, diarrhea, and weight loss. This reinforces the need for prompt diagnosis and treatments of all cats with IBD. Unfortunately, cats do not respond as favorably to lymphoma treatments as dogs do. Pet Patrol continues in a minute, but first, let me tell you how Kibbles can help you get ready for the holidays. Kibbles has gifts for your animal-loving friends. Vegan wallets by Lavishy with animal appliques, t-shirts from Dog is Good, Christmas ornaments, and beautiful scarves, purses, and bags by Laurel Birch. There's lots to choose from for your furry friends. Beautiful beds, holiday-themed toys, treats, and much more. Come on in to Kibbles and take a look around. You can visit us online at kibblesandgifts.com or give us a call at 726-3700. Well, back to cancer and cats. The last one I'll be talking about is vaccine-associated sarcoma. Yes, I said vaccine. It is a solid tumor that is caused by a vaccination. While any injection has the potential to induce a VAS, this type of sarcoma is usually linked to a prior vaccination at the site of the tumor. It's the vaccines for leukemia and rabies that can cause this cancer. While most cats that are vaccinated don't develop cancer, this is a good reason to not over-vaccinate. Conventional treatment involves removing the tumor and sometimes amputating a limb if the whole tumor can't be taken out. I used to take care of a kitty that had a hind leg amputated due to a vaccine-associated sarcoma. They got all of the cancer and it didn't come back. I realize this topic is a bit depressing, but hopefully knowing what signs to look for will help give your kitty a better prognosis should he be diagnosed with cancer. Until next time, this is Krista Livingston with Kibbles and Gifts and Kibbles Pet Care.
If I could talk to the animals.
Pet Patrol is a regular feature of KHMB Radio. If you have an animal-related announcement, just call us at 453-4000 or email us pets@khmbradio.com. Pet Patrol has been brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coast side. Phone them at 726-3700 or visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com.